is an occasion first to share assessment, the threat assessment, where are we right now, and actually we are in a very worrying situation. I think we agree with that with the United Nations colleagues. And then to review the different programs that the United Nations is pursuing with the support also, many of them, of the European Union in order to fight terrorism and to prevent violent extremism, and the conferences that are being prepared in order to help mobilize the international community, to which the European Union is also participating. Now, very important that today we will be signing a framework agreement with the United Nations on the fight against terrorism, which will provide stability to the engagement of the European Union with the United Nations in this common endeavor. And this agreement foresees regular meetings and identification of focal points, which will render even easier and more intense the already very important cooperation that is underway.
Can you provide one or two specific examples of how the UN and the EU are working more closely together on this issue?
We're working on a number of programs that the Office of the Counterterrorism Coordinator has developed, in particular a program on counterterrorism travel, which helps and would enhance the capacity of partner countries to prevent, detect, investigate and prosecute terrorist offenses and their travel by collecting and analyzing passenger data, both advanced passenger information and passenger name record data. And it will address target countries that are most affected by foreign terrorist fighters. That would be one example of a very concrete project in which we're working together. We're also working together in a program called STRIVE, with a strengthening resilience to violent extremism. And this notably in Asia. And the idea is to help countries to prevent and counter violent extremism, and promoting a whole of society approach, including governments, security actors and civil society and private sector, in addressing the challenges of violent radicalization.
You have in the past called for an all society approach. What does that mean?
Well, fight against terrorism is a very complex phenomenon in which you cannot only address the security aspects, you have to, and even addressing the security aspects, it's in itself complex because it's not only typical police work, it's also the surveillance of cyber actions and activities and communications. It also requires engagement in the fight against radicalization, which reaches to issues such as education and cultural activities. It requires also control of financial transactions. So it really needs a whole mobilization of all the instruments of a state, but also of civil society, in fighting the scourge of terrorism. That is what we mean by the whole of
government. Is there any other aspect? Is there any other aspect that you would like to talk about on this interview that I didn't ask you?
Just to mention and reiterate the importance of the cooperation with the United Nations. The fight against terrorism is a fight that has to be undertaken by the entire international community, and no better actor to mobilize the whole international community than the United Nations, and therefore the European Union is proud to support the UN efforts and to be one of the first partners of the United Nations in this endeavor.